Welcome back to JR Morning. We're talking about the murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. And the person accused of doing it is Nick Reiner, their son. And he's being held without bail after this whole incident. Let's bring in Adam Graham, film critic for the Detroit News. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
So we're talking about Rob Reiner. A lot of tributes to him. We can leave the politics aside for now and just talk about, like, he's been in a lot of things as an actor and then as a director.
Yeah, he had a he's really one of the more successful actor turned directors, and I think that he had, you know, depending on your age, in the same way that, like, Ron Howard was an actor turned director, and a lot of people only know him as a director. You know, I grew up, he was kind of one of the first people whose name you started noticing on the back of video boxes over and over. Like, wow, this same guy did all these movies. Like, the run that he had in the beginning of his career, he directed, this is Spinal Tap, 1984. Uh-huh. And the run that he had with his first seven or eight movies is just, like, hit after hit. And I think it's one of the hottest streaks in Hollywood history, really. He went from Spinal Tap to The Sure Thing to Stand By Me, Princess Bride, When Harry Met Sally, Misery, and A Few Good Men, all within an 8-year period between 1984 and 1992. It's just really, really an outstanding run that crosses genres, movies that are still beloved and talked about today, especially The Princess Bride. But yeah, a real heavy hitter in Hollywood who just had, like, a friendly face, you know, a person at, not only a director, but a personality and somebody that you associate with Hollywood. It's just, you know, a tremendous loss. And you're going to see lots more tributes coming down the road because a lot of those movies mean a lot to a lot of people.
And Adam, you know, the movies are one thing. They are all great movies. But, you know, I just remember him being Meathead on All in the Family with Carol O'Connor. And, you know, it was that show was so, you know, beyond its time, and some of the different topics that they dealt with, and just, you know, him in there as well, him having those arguments with Archie Bunker. It was just amazing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And to have that kind of, you know, it's not an easy transition to go from a super beloved actor to, you know, a real heavy hitter director. And so to have both of those coins and to remain a force, he was even, you know, he popped up on The Bear on a couple episodes this last year. So he never kind of, you know, he never went away as kind of like an actor or just really as a presence, but a kind of legacy or just a fandom that really spans, I don't know, four or five or six generations. It's quite incredible.
What's been the reaction from some others in Hollywood who've worked with Rob Reiner, who were friends with Rob Reiner?
Well, I just think it's really been shock. You know, it's one, you know, he was 78 years old and still active, and to die this way, I think really you feel like, you know, not only something that's been, like, taken from you, but really like an anger mixed in there as well as, you know, what sounds like sadness for a unimaginable family situation. I think that it's kind of like this real mixture of feelings where it's fondness for the work, absolutely, but there's all these things that are in front of it because of what sounds like such a horrific, you know, final chapter. Mm-hmm. And so I think the feelings are pretty raw among people, but especially over the next couple of months, I think that, you know, people will revisit a lot of these movies and a lot of his work. And, you know, especially something like Stand By Me that meant so much to, like, one generation. And then, you know, a year later, The Princess Bride comes and really kind of, like, solidifies like a new generation of kids. It's kind of like a Gen X and like a millennial bridge in terms of fandoms there.
Right. I was going to tell you that I was going to end this interview by saying my favorite is The Princess Bride. And My name is Yuniga Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
Of course. I mean, The Princess Bride is one of the most successful kind of like fantasy children's comedies, really of all time. Everybody loves that movie. That movie means so much to so many people. And then When Harry Met Sally comes right after it. I mean, the guy was hitting home run after home run at that time. And, you know, the work is there, which is to say nothing of A Few Good Men.
Right.
There's so much there. And he gave so
Misery.
Much.
I mean, he diversified. Oh, yeah. I mean, that Misery. Was a tremendous
movie. And to go from Stand By Me to Princess Bride to When Harry Met Sally to Misery to A Few Good Men is just crazy in terms of like genre hopping and all these things. It's a huge body of work that he left behind.
Adam Graham, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one, guys.
Meanwhile, the president's taking a different approach to this.
To, I guess, the president's point, Rob Reiner was very vocal about what he thought about politics, and he had a lot of tweets about it and did not like President Trump. Mm-hmm. But he is entitled to do those things and not like the current administration. The president then tweeted out after he heard that this man was murdered, quote, Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away, together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump. That's the reaction tweet from the president of the United States.
And then he was asked about it and said, do you still stand by what you had put on True Social? He said this.
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
Let's break it down to you hear someone is brutally murdered. Mm-hmm. What is your reaction?
Oh,
normal
God.
People are like, oh my gosh, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Regardless of who the person
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
This is wild.
And here's the thing. To me, you discredit your base and supporters by going down this road. Why? Because you don't think that people look at Rob Reiner and what he has to say about you. Do you think they care? Do you think people who voted for Donald Trump cared what Rob Reiner had to say about him?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
No.
So
he
then
did
why
not sway anybody's opinion?
So then why stoop to this level? When you really, and I think rightfully so, pointed out all the people that said awful things about Charlie Kirk when he was murdered.
That's right.
Equally awful. Yes. I condemn those people as well.
Absolutely.
Celebrating
100%.
In death and murder is terrible.
And I'll tell you what. I went on True Social yesterday to look at this post, and I went through a lot of the responses, and I would tell you of the 100 that I went through, 90% of them were, Mr. President, don't do this. This is not the way.
Yeah.
Don't stoop to their level, or we're better than this, or you can disagree with him, but we don't need to call names here for somebody who was just murdered with his wife.
Exactly.
It's allegedly. It's very simple here. Why they went down this path, I don't know. Why he allowed this tweet to go through, I don't know.
Well, it's not taken down. It was retweeted by the White House. He doubled down. He believes it.
I just don't think
it
it's
back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More to discuss on JR Morning at 7:35.